Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hello and welcome to another episode of
Fingers on Buzzers!
Yay! You may be able to hear the excitement in Jen's voice, and indeed in mine, because this is a very special edition of Fingers on Buzzers. It being the lead up to Christmas, we're doing a board game special,
yeah,
which we love. We've done these before, and it is always a pleasure. We have got a variety of board games. Some of them are newish out, and I'm going to start by telling you that we've got Taskmaster and House of Games, which I think, if you're lucky, you might buy both for your family this Christmas. If you're just going to buy one of them, we might have to help you decide which one to go for. So
you're just going to have to play.
Yeah, we're just going to have to play through. Shall we start?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Amanda's given us the nod. So the Taskmaster board game, this is the first one I'm going to unbox.
Lovely.
Oh, and it does look absolutely gorgeous.
It actually has a board, which I like to see.
Yes. So you have a board which has got the house on it, lab task, garden tasks, secret tasks, kitchen tasks, living room tasks. It's a fairly small rectangular board, which is marked with living room tasks, lab tasks, garden tasks, secret tasks, kitchen tasks and final tasks. And you've got your leaderboard on there.
Lovely.
Now, Jenny, you are unfolding the rules for us.
Yes, which are pleasantly enough made up like an actual Taskmaster task, but without a wax seal. The wax bit is printed, unfortunately, so I don't get to break.
It's very pretty, though.
It is very nice. The first thing that each contestant has to do is to draw a little self-portrait on a provided strip of perforated paper.
I'm going to tear the perforation.
Oh.
There you go. That's the sound. Oh, ouch. She's ripped it. You could hear that.
Oh, no.
There you go. Anyway, that will happen.
Task one.
Task one failed by me.
Good job that was not on Squid Game.
Yes.
So you draw a little picture of yourself and you put it into one of the gold frames they have in the box.
I'm doing it now.
And it's for your appearance on the leaderboard. So I think that's very cute indeed.
Okay. I'm doing a picture of myself.
Oh.
There we go. It's done.
Oh, it's almost as good as the picture of Michael Sheen you did for me that time.
I've given myself massive knockers. There you go.
Of course. I expect no less. I mean, it's usually just a head and a neck on the show, but
not for me. Massive knockers. No. Right, that's in the. So I put that in my frame.
Also in the box, I can see there is a trophy.
Yes, the head of Greg Davis.
Marvelous. I think that's lovely.
That's... And it's nice. It's sort of the back of his head is as impressive as the front.
Yes, it's a 2D replica, but they have printed both sides. So there are different kinds of tasks, and you will assign, you know, have a number of tasks appropriate to the number of people that mm-hmm. you've got, and everybody takes a turn at being the taskmaster, which I think is a really lovely thing.
Yes.
Because you can then, I suppose, play to the judge.
Exactly. You can tailor your efforts
every time.
That's a very good point. 3 players plus, it says on the box, age 8 plus, and it should take you 30 to 45 minutes to play, which is absolutely ideal, isn't it?
It depends on arguing, though, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, it will take us a lot longer, so strap in, listeners.
Do you want to give us some examples of tasks?
I sure will. Would you like a lab task? Let's have a lab task. Create something that looks exactly like the Taskmaster trophy. You may not use paper or cardboard. Most accurate trophy wins. You have 5 minutes and your time starts now. You will need to provide your own timer.
Yes.
That's one of the things that doesn't
matter. But, I mean, we've all got
phones.
Who hasn't
got a timer now? Exactly, yeah.
You know, you probably have at least one clock in your house. I would hope so.
Here's one that we could actually do. Take it in turns to balance the Taskmaster trophy on your head whilst constantly rotating. You must make a full rotation at least every 5 seconds. Longest balance wins.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
so
that's a lot of fun.
Length of time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Draw or mark around the game box, then put the most different blue things in your square. Each thing must be different. Your things must not go over the lines. You have 4 minutes. Your time starts when everyone has drawn their square and the taskmaster picks up a blue thing. Well, we
Wonderful.
Do very well here in the studio. I can see at least 5 things that I would put in my square.
There's but then we'd be fighting for them because we're playing at the same time.
I do suspect that this will get quite physical.
Yes.
So just be warned about that. Do you want to have a look at some other tasks?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, she's going through. So we've got a lab task. I'm going to give you a living room task as
Thank
a sample.
You.
Take 10 photos of yourself holding different things, each thing smaller than the last. Fastest to complete the set wins. Your time starts when the Taskmaster winces.
Lovely. I enjoy that these are all eminently manageable in pretty much any house as well.
Oh, this is a good one. Make a shoe necklace. Most shoes on the shoe necklace wins. You have 4 minutes. Your time starts when the Taskmaster points at the player they find most interesting. Brackets other than their partner if they have one. I love that. They really have thought of all the arguments that could ensue. I'll give you another quick living room one. Okay, read out this bit first. Get a length of toilet paper, stand side by side in a row, place one end of the toilet paper on the floor and put something on top of it. When they've done that, read this. Drag your thing the furthest without it falling off or the paper breaking. Your time starts when the Taskmaster whistles. Very
Wonderful.
Good.
Yes.
So, you know.
And they even have final tasks for all the players at once. So like the ones on the stage at the end of the Taskmaster episode.
Oh,
I would guess.
And I can tell you. It's difficult. I don't want to do too many spoilers, which I apologise to anyone who has bought it and then gets the toilet paper task and now knows too much. But some of those are special final tasks that you will not know when you open the box.
Oh, because they get... Do you have to scan something?
You do. They are delivered. So that's a nice little touch that, you know, it's a surprise to all of you. Okay, here is a final task that comes in the box. Take it in turns to balance the most items on your face while standing on one leg for 20 seconds.
No.
You all have 2 minutes to collect your things before the balancing starts. The player who balances the most things for 20 seconds wins. So, Amanda, you are going to have to time it.
20 seconds.
We get 2 minutes to collect our things.
Oh, you get 2 minutes to collect and then you've got
20 seconds to balance on one leg.
Stand by.
Okay.
We're looking around. We're looking around.
Okay, your 2 minutes starts now.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, Amanda, they're timed 2 minutes and we've collected our things. We didn't make you listen to that, but we have.
I had to watch it, though, which
is. Poor Amanda is traumatised. Right. So, now we get 20 seconds, one at a time.
One at a time. Okay.
So, who would you like to go first?
I'd like Jenny to go first because I can see she's poised.
Oh, okay. So it's on your face.
Jenny starts now.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be a disaster.
Can you describe what Jenny was doing?
So Jenny was attempting to balance a book, the Fingers on Buzzers book, which is available to order, with a load of quiz question cards from another game. It would have
been
hundreds.
Seconds, by the way. That's 20 seconds.
I didn't even get on one leg.
Right. So, I mean, we couldn't really count how many things. This is going to be a very difficult one to judge, but Amanda is going to be the taskmaster here. So,
All you have to do is last the 20 seconds now, Lucy.
Yeah.
Jenny, you didn't really even do 3 seconds on that. So you have 3 seconds to beat. Lucy.
Right. Okay. I think I'm pretty confident.
How many items did you actually have on your face for this?
About 100.
Okay.
I'm going to go with time over...
Yes.
She's going with time over amount of items. Right, okay, so tell me when.
Right.
And I'm balancing on one leg. Does it go from when I've got all the items on? I think what we have to accept here is that there's going to be a degree of interpretation by the taskmaster. So that's one thing to be prepared for, is that if you're going to be the taskmaster, you will have to be quite prescriptive.
Judging by the amount of stuff that you've got there, Lucy, I think that what we're going to have to do is stop the 20 seconds and then you build up.
Yeah, okay.
That 20 seconds. Okay. Otherwise, I could be waiting a full minute and a half for you to put all that on your face.
Yeah, you could.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, and
I'm going to start your 20 seconds now, Lucy.
Okay,
your
I'm on
time
one leg.
Starts now.
I'm on one leg.
Okay, one.
There's a hat. Just one so far.
Still better than I managed.
I'm leaning on a chair. Am I allowing that? I don't think I am.
Oh.
No, well, I've gone then. I've gone.
That task was a lot harder than it looked.
Basically couldn't balance on one leg was the problem there. But we'll show you the photographic evidence of what happened.
Can I take a photo with you wearing two pairs of glasses? Because that's a bit of fun for me. There we go.
Well, so the first task that we attempted there was a resounding failure. But
the potential for chaos in your house is huge.
It is.
But organised chaos, and that's the best kind. There's no fun without rules. That's one of our rules.
Yes, there is no fun without rules. Never a truer word spoken. So hopefully that's given you a little flavour of the kind of thing that you're going to get in the Taskmaster board game. It is kind of exactly what you would think. They seem like very well-written tasks, but, you know, you will have to channel Greg Davis for judging, I suspect.
I like the idea of rotating the taskmaster, but also I like the idea of just being the taskmaster and being, you know, overseeing the whole thing with glee and and a bit of a sneer as well.
Yes. So I think that it's a game that I think has great potential for interpreting in your own inimitable fashion.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Right, should we move on?
We should.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, unboxing number two. Richard Osman's House of Games includes bonus digital rounds. This is a thing now, isn't it? It's like you used to get a CD, didn't you? Do you remember back in the day?
Well, if you had the game Atmosphere, it was a VHS.
That's right. Gosh, Atmosphere was pioneering in that.
It really was.
I'm going to give you the rules, Jen, because there's no fun without rules.
She loves
nothing more than a rule book, Jen.
I'm looking forward to this more because if I know anything about House of Games, it's there's a lot more sitting down.
Yes.
Swapping of seats, but not much even just standing.
No.
Sedentary. It's the way I prefer my quizzes, I'll be honest.
I'll tell you something else that's endearing this game to me immediately is you get a buzzer.
Oh.
There's a buzzer in the box.
Yes, and that can be used for other quiz games over your festive period as well.
And it's got the Richard Osman glasses and hair silhouette.
Can we hear it though? Is it fresh?
Let's see.
Oh!
Classic.
Lovely.
Absolutely classic buzzer. Just that noise again.
Oh!
So crisp. It's a good crisp buzzer. Now, similarly to the Taskmaster one, you do get a trophy.
Lovely.
And it is the classic trophy. I can't actually get it out of the box, but let's see if it's double-sided.
Is it fondue set?
There is no fondue set in the box.
There's no cheese involved.
There's no wheelie suitcase anywhere. You know, you'll have to provide your own dressing gown.
But you pop out that trophy from the card.
You pop out a little trophy.
That's good. It's already perforated.
It's 3D. It stands up. That's
wonderful.
Nice. And then we've just got game select cards here. Let me see. Specials, Rhyme Time. Rhyme Time's in there, guys. Correction Centre. And what else do we have? Totes Emoji. So these are rounds from the show that we know and love. What's Correction Centre? I can't remember what that is in the show. I don't know if I've ever played
that. There's a statement.
One.
Within the statement, one of the words is incorrect and needs to be replaced. Players must buzz in to replace the incorrect word with the correct word in order to win.
Very good. Okay. Totes Emoji, more of those. You Spell Terrible, yes. And Answer Smash, of course there are Answer Smash cards. Right. So what shall we start with? Well, we've got a Games Selector card.
Which is lovely.
So
there should be a sleeve to pop in as well.
And there is.
So once you select your game at random from the selector cards,
or you can
just shuffle them and put them in order.
Randomly got Rhyme Time.
So you will slide it into this sleeve.
Okay, sliding into the sleeve. We're sliding in now, guys.
So
that's the sound of sliding.
And it looks just like the graphic you would get on the TV.
Yes.
How nice.
Very nicely done. Okay, so...
Rhyme Time.
Put the buzzer in the middle.
Yes. So if you need a reminder of the rules of Rhyme Time...
Mm-hmm.
The host picks the top card from the deck and reads aloud the two trivia questions, the answers to which rhyme. The players must give correct answers to both questions in order to create the rhyme. If a player gets them both right, they're awarded 1 point, but there are no points for getting only one of the answers. I mean, I've never been asked to do House of Games, so this is my first taste.
Well, now, I mean, are you allowed to? Are you allowed to do House of Games?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, then you should be. Right, here we go. Give the answer to the two trivia questions to create the rhyme. Buzz in to answer. Okay, well, I mean, you may as well buzz in, even though it should be.
Enjoy your buzzer. There we go.
Okay, so... Singer who had a UK top 10 hit with All I Want for Christmas Is You and a 1970s TV show about a 19th century family in the Midwest. Yes, Jenny.
Mariah Carey, Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, that's how it works. Very well done. I'll give you one more just for fun. Irish wit who wrote the play Lady Windermere's Fan and band whose members included Beyoncé and Kelly Rowland.
Oscar Wilde, Destiny's Child.
Well done, Jenny.
This feels like a new Cockney rhyming slang, really.
Yes, it does. Do you want another one?
Yeah, why not? One more.
One more. Eponymous hero of Mark Twain's classic 1884 novel and 1987 number one single by the Pet Shop Boys. Yes.
Huckleberry Finn. It's a Sin.
Very good. Well,
you've got to have a system.
Obviously.
Huckleberry Finn. It's a Sin.
I love Rhyme Time. It is so pleasing, isn't it?
Yes.
So,
it's delightful.
I mean, relatively, what's the word I'm looking for the questions? You know,
accessible.
Accessible.
Straight in as well.
Yeah.
We unboxed and straight to a round. We're playing the game.
Already playing. Should we do another one? Should we do another round?
Yeah, let's
have a different round. Let's go with correction centre.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. So in this one, as we said, we replace one word to make the statement correct. J.M. Barrie's play, Peter Pan, is subtitled The Boy Who Would Not Shut Up. Jenny?
It's not shut, it's grow.
Yes, but that's going to make the whole family laugh, isn't
there
it?
There you go.
Let's do another
one. That's a lovely image.
I'm enjoying this. The main venue for the 2008 Olympics, the National Stadium in Beijing, is known affectionately as the Love Nest. Aww. Yes, Jen.
It's not the Love Nest, it's the Bird's Nest.
That's good. See, because that is a question that would be, you know, if you said, what is the alternate name for the National Stadium in Beijing? That's a very hard question.
Yeah.
But given Love Nest, I think I would.
It reminds everybody, because we talked about nothing else but the Bird's Nest for a little while,
yes,
for 1 week in 2008.
But that was a while ago.
Yeah, so that's like a little subversion of a quiz question that a lot of people would be expected to get, or someone in the room should know that.
Yeah.
But it's asked in a slightly different way.
And I think that is for someone who didn't know it, like say if you're playing it with kids, then you know, a bright child who wasn't even around in 2008 would still go, I reckon maybe it's not Love Nest. I think maybe that's meant to be funny.
Yes.
So I think that's got a lot going on. Totes emoji, let's not play, because
it's a visual round.
That is to do on your smartphone. So for that, you will get given your titles of whatever films. Is it all films? Children's TV shows, films, comedy films. So you get a range of subjects and then you have to spell them out on your own smartphone, which is nice.
That's
so
nice, yeah.
That gives you a bit of stuff to complete before.
We're living in 2023, people.
We sure
it's
are.
It's lovely.
You Complete Me, shall we have a go at that?
Yes, the rules of You Complete Me. Oh, it's a team game.
Ah, yes.
So some of the rounds are to be paired and some are individual.
Yeah, is this a four players or more?
This is three or more.
Three or more. So yeah, you can still make a team.
Yeah.
But yeah. And this is age 12 plus on the box.
No, but I suspect, especially if there's adults and children playing, yeah, you can always buddy up, can't you?
I think that's
one of the good things about having all the family round.
Yes. Yeah.
Often a small children will lose interest partway through anyway and drift off, but they want to be part of the team, so
yes,
pair up with an adult and then they can go in the other room and start reading the Beano annual if they're anything like me.
Just trying to find where the chocolate is.
That's
a selection
what I was
box doing when I was a kid, yeah. And also, it's not, you've got the buzzer. You can always have the kids on the buzzer because who doesn't love doing that? So I'll give you an example of this. So in which sport is a converted try worth 6 points? So you have two halves of that answer to give. So the first person would say rugby.
League.
Yes, which is great. I know, I would have been...
Because, you wouldn't know the difference between league and union. You didn't even know there were two.
I would be hoping to...
You'd be rugby football.
Yes, rugby ball. That's what it's called. Oh, this is a lovely one as well. This is great. And the beauty of this, now that I'm reading the questions, is you can absolutely land your teammate in it. Because this is, what is the alias of Tim Roth's character in the 1992 film Reservoir Dogs? So you want to be the person who says Mister.
Oh.
That would be me. Jen, we must play this at Christmas,
okay,
and I will be the person who says Mister.
So it's right. I think it's white or orange.
Mm-hmm.
Orange.
It is.
Oh, because Harvey Keitel is the other.
Is
those
Mr.
are the two
white.
I put together, white and orange.
Well, I wouldn't have a clue, but I would be delighted to say Mister. I think that's
and stare into their eyes.
Exactly. Let's do a little You Spell Terrible.
Yep.
Okay, so explain the rules.
Okay. The host picks up the top card from the deck and reads a trivia question aloud to all players. So this is with a pair. Within each team, any player can buzz in to give the answer. If they get the answer right, they win 1 point, but their partner must then spell the answer correctly in order to win another point.
I love doing this one on the show. I'm trying to find one. The problem is there is nothing that will defeat you here. It's my advice would be, if you are going to buy this board game, don't play it with Jenny Ryan. That would be right. Okay. No, I mean, there's none that you won't get. This, I'll try this one. Which flying reptile from the Jurassic period takes its name from the Greek for wing and finger?
Oh, pterodactyl.
Yes. So if you were that, now you can be the other player who has to spell it. Go on then.
Pterodactyl.
Yes. Oh! Of course she did.
But that puts me right on the, that gives me the anxiety, not as much as having to do mental arithmetic.
Yes.
But suddenly I think, oh, I'd be all right if I was typing this.
Yeah, I know. But
or writing it out without thinking about it. But when you start thinking about how weird words look.
Yes.
You're trying to visualise.
Yes, I'm not very good. That is not my strong suit, is actually spelling words out without any visual kind of reference. But
part of the joy of House of Games in general, but of having it as a game at home, there's going to be a weak spot for everybody as well as a strong spot.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So everyone will feel rewarded in some way, but also nobody is undefeatable.
I think this would give everyone a pretty fair crack of the whip. And also, you know, you, as in the TV show, you have to pair up with different people every time. So it's not like the strongest players can always pair up with each other. Yeah. I think that would be a good house rule to have. I don't know if it's in the official rules. But then there are some specials cards which have some other rounds, sort of various King of the Jumble, Broken Karaoke. So I'll give you, Broken Karaoke is a good one to do. Only the first letter of the words and title of a song are showing. Using the year and letters, give the name of the song. Buzz in to answer. So the title is J.
Mm-hmm.
The year is 1976. And the lyrics go, J, 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 I B O Y P D T M M, J J J J P D T H J B Y C.
Jolene,
it is. I
was thinking it might be Jump, but the year's wrong for that.
You could make it harder by not giving the title and the date first. You could just do the lyrics. That might be a lot of fun. King of the Jumble, give the answers to the two trivia questions. Both the answers are anagrams of one another.
Oh.
Okay, Big Spotted Cats, the fastest land mammals, and ITV quiz show featuring Mark Labette and Anne Hegarty.
I think there's the misprint on that card. I think my name should have been on it.
Yes, I'm going to write it in the
chase.
It Boo. Is. Boo indeed.
Okay, I take it all back.
We hate this game.
Rubbish.
Put it back in the box.
Yeah.
And then finally, should we do a little bit of answer smash?
Yeah. We all like to finish on an answer smash.
Everybody's favourite final round. Which actress and supermodel starred in Paper Towns and Suicide Squad? And I'm going to show you the picture.
Mascara Delevingne.
Mascara Delevingne. Here's another one. What is the name of the world's highest navigable lake situated on the border of Peru and Bolivia?
Okay.
Oh,
it's a blue titicaca.
Yes, it is. But that was a tough one.
I was trying to work out where the overlap was.
How do you do that, Jen? Look in the rules. How do you deliver the answer smash without them seeing the...
Really? Oh, there's... you can put them in the game selector sleeve.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Which is nice. It's a multi-purpose thing. And
there
so
you
just
go.
You slide the card in and it hides the answers in
there. Perfect. Oh, well, there we go. They've thought of everything.
Nice.
I mean, very playable, straight out of the box.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say, if I had to have a gripe, is I would imagine you'll get through all these cards quite quickly.
Yes. Yeah.
But it would certainly see you through a Christmas and beyond. So, you know, how many times
a competitive family is going to use these up.
Yeah.
In good order.
We will.
But you're going to have a good few days of quality fun.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you start writing your own.
Yes.
It could be an inspiration.
We are always keen to inspire people to do their own quizzes. And I think that this game might do exactly that. So I would say of the two of Taskmaster and House Games, I mean, actually, they're a lot more different than I think I had at first expected. So if you, I would say instant playability.
Yeah.
Definitely House of Games.
It's ready to go out of the box.
Yeah.
Very little faffing about. And you can do it in a small space.
Yes.
You can do it with, you know, just a couple of players. We've played it just between us, really. Not competitively, but we've had a bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
So it's box ready. Oven ready. Don't put it in the oven.
Don't put it in the oven.
Don't mistake it for your turkey on
Christmas
Day.
There's enough stuff that needs to go in the oven. But yeah, that I think is a pretty good investment. And then Taskmaster is, I think, would provide hours, if not days and weeks of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of content in there. But I mean, ironically enough, because it's the show itself is very admin heavy. It's a very admin heavy game to play at home, and I would beware anybody buying it and thinking they can just pop the box open and get it ready to play within 5 minutes on Christmas Day or Boxing Day. You probably would benefit from someone being a bit more organised and being the Alex Horn or Paul Williams if you're in New Zealand. I'm not going to tell you who's my favourite.
Oh, okay.
I think they've both got their strengths.
Yeah, we love them.
And I've been watching the Swedish version as well, which is very different.
Is it?
Well,
you know, because the New Zealand one everybody raves about, and I've actually not got around to watching it yet. But Sweden, how are you watching that, YouTube?
The Swedish version is on Channel 4 online.
Amazing.
And they have different comedians each week, so there will be a guest. Or not even a comedian, it's going to be a TV personality or someone. So it's not judged completely over the whole series. And it's a little bit more relaxed. It looks like they're on a chat show.
Okay.
So the Taskmaster's behind a desk and then they're all sat on a nice sofa.
Oh, interesting.
And the host is, you know, the Taskmaster is like, she's basically their French Anne Saunders. She's magnificent.
Oh my gosh.
The New Zealand one very much adheres to the structure of the UK. Mm-hmm. I would say stick with it if you're going to watch it from the start, because I think it takes a little while, especially for Jeremy Wells plays the Taskmaster. He's quite used to being a very trad host, I think. He's a radio host. He does normal entertainment shows. So he's a little bit staid to begin with. And then there's a point, in episode 3, where he gets a little message from our Taskmaster. And suddenly his demeanour changes.
Ooh.
And he really relaxes into the sort of snarky side of the role and being a little bit, you know, he gets to be his own man.
Yes.
And Paul Williams is there, Alex Horn, the assistant, and he's absolutely brilliant at it. He's got a slightly different personality, but still that submissive, cheeky foil.
Amazing. Oh, well, your whole Christmas could be a Taskmaster Christmas, watching the international versions and playing the game.
But only if you're as organised as Alex Horn.
Yes.
I think you need to prepare for the Taskmaster game at home.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I hope that's been useful to you if you're considering investing in board games. We have got some other little tiny treats for you on a board game theme coming right up. So here is another little board game treat. It's not really a board game.
No.
It's a card game, and it's something you've brought in, and I don't know what it is, so tell me, Jen.
Well, I think I've mentioned this one before, if not played it a little bit, and I was reminded when a couple of weeks ago we talked about the initial premise for this very podcast, which was to make you a better quizzer.
It was, all those 100 and whatever episodes ago, that was what we said.
So this is a little game called I Should Have Known That, and it is just absolutely crammed full of quiz chestnuts.
Great.
Things that, according to the writers of this game, you should already know.
Classic.
The idea of the game, I'm going to start you off with 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you pass or get something wrong, you will get some points deducted.
Okay.
So you might have to do some maths as we're going.
Oh, my God. Okay, shall I get a pen? Here we go. Right. I'm raring to go.
What we want is for you to end up at the end of a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
With a positive score.
I'm not entirely confident this is going to happen, but still, right, I've written 50 down on my bit of paper.
And these will be quite quick fire.
Okay, that's fine. Do we need to time 2 minutes?
Roughly, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
You could just count, Amanda. You don't even need to do it.
Sure, I'll just do it. Or you get to zero.
Okay. No, I'm hoping I'm going to
end
up
2 minutes
positive.
Or
okay, 2 minutes
a negative
or wipe
score.
Out. Yeah.
So you have 2 minutes on the clock. Your subject is things you should already know.
Yes.
And your time starts now. Uh-huh. What is the chemical symbol for carbon dioxide?
CO2.
Correct. What profession does the cartoon character Tintin have?
Reporter.
Correct. In which year did the Berlin Wall fall?
82.
Fall? 1989. That is
-4. Okay, all right, yeah, fine.
Who is the cat in the Tom and Jerry cartoons?
Jerry.
Tom. Oh, that's -6.
Of course it is. God, my mind's gone to crap.
What is the name of the miniature trees grown in pots that are popular in Japan?
Bonsai.
Correct. What country is famous for Heineken beer?
Oh, Denmark.
It's the Netherlands, -4.
Yeah, I knew that.
In which country was Christopher Columbus born?
Spain.
It's Italy. I was born in Genoa. It's -6.
Oh, yes.
But you see what I mean? These are questions you should know.
Oh, I'm such a fool.
Shia is one of the major two denominations of Islam. What's the other?
Sunni.
Correct. Is the green light at the top or bottom of a standard traffic light?
Bottom.
Correct. Which planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
Correct. Who was the founding father of psychoanalysis?
Freud.
Correct.
Sigmund Freud.
Route 66 begins and ends in which two cities?
Oh, God knows, Houston and, I don't know, no, Chicago and another one. Chicago and New York.
Wrong way, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
-3. Okay. What brand is behind the iconic perfume number 5?
Chanel.
Correct. What is the round button on an iPhone called?
Home.
Correct. In what Italian city is Romeo and Juliet set?
Verona.
Correct. What fraction of a second is a millisecond?
A thousandth.
Correct. The Greek word atom comes from the Greek atomos, which means what?
Oh, God.
I started to finish.
Atomos. Oh, what an atmosphere. Does it mean Russ Abbott?
It's not much to do with Russ Abbott. It means indivisible, ironically enough.
Oh, okay.
After 2 minutes, you still have 27 points.
Dear, but
you would be amazed at how many very good quizzes get wiped out on some of those questions.
Oh, my goodness, because they are so... You absolutely kick yourself.
Yeah, like, and some of these are... Well, a lot of them are multi-level, so you could ask these to a 10-year-old and a 90-year-old, and everybody should have a...
Yes.
You know, they should go, oh, I do know that one. So that I'm very encouraged by that.
Oh, well, good.
I'm proud. We need to keep up the work.
Oh, I know. Well, that's good because we are going to continue to do this this podcast. So that is fabulous. Well, thank you for teaching me, Jen, because I feel that I would have definitely been in the negatives before I met you and Amanda and we started on this journey together. So thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed listening to us playing some games.
It has been fun, hasn't it?
I hope that your Christmas brings fun, joy and game playing. As we said, you know, the House of Games.
That's a very different game.
There is lots of cards in it, yeah. The House of Games we absolutely loved. You could play that straight away. And the Taskmaster definitely, if you've got a group of mates.
Yeah.
I think maybe not even so much family. It's more like if you and a group of mates who have got a bit of time to spend, I think you would have an amazing time playing
that
game.
That's an afternoon well spent, but you would need somebody to step up and be the organiser.
Yes, and probably arrange some stuff beforehand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what I hope?
What do you hope,
Christmas
Jen?
Brings you?
Mm-hmm.
The Fingers on Buzzers book.
Yes. Which will actually allow you to create your own quizzes and games and have a lot of fun in many different formats.
Yes, lots of questions in there, but lots of good advice on how best and most to run the best and most smooth quiz, whoever you've got over this festive season or whenever, really. You should be quizzing on at least the weekly, if not the daily.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Absolutely. If you want to get anywhere in this game, quiz costs, and right here is where you start paying in sweat. and quiz. Anyway, right. But yes, thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you again very soon on another edition of
Fingers Up Buzzers.
She's still excited.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.